Goodness.
Call us back to order about 10:10.
So just going to give you an update on the downstairs. They are, the ducting company is cleaning the ductwork out of the IT area and redoing all the flex lines today. And so the ductwork will be all done by the end of business tomorrow.
Somebody had to ask, we're just doing the flexible, right?
We're replacing all the flex and cleaning all the metal, the main trunks. They are, sprinkler system company is rehooking up all the sprinkler systems heads that may have got disconnected over time. And those will all be done this week also. And then the flooring will be delivered next Tuesday, and our guys will install it beginning next Wednesday. And so by the end of next week, that whole space of the IT will be done and remodeled or recleaned. And so then they can start moving possibly that a week from this Friday, they can start moving their stuff back down there.
Gary was in Thursday or Friday asking about it because he was needing stuff and getting behind on some things that were in the containers.
Mm-hmm. So
I called and talked to Linda, and she kind of gave me the what for. And mm-hmm. I think he decided to go ahead and get Ryan to climb in there.
Climb in there, stuff, yeah. We should be. I think we're 2 weeks and we're done.
That's kind of what Linda was leading us.
Have you guys walked downstairs? They re-poured that one entryway,
yeah.
So it's all level now, which is great. So that whole space will be done.
Who's doing our ductwork? Do you know?
Lowest bid. I don't know who it was.
Okay.
One thing that
AC something.
We put that roof over that old jail part. Mm-hmm. But we still got a lot of leaks in this roof area. We need to try to look at that again. I know we've been over and over and over that since I've been here, trying to stop like the leak. There's one right here in the hall and one right there. And
I had talked to Joan about the energy block grant. I believe we could do the windows and the roof if we could make sure it met that energy block grant and we get free money on it. That's what my thought was, but the guidelines I don't think had came out yet.
Well, I talked to some heat and air men this morning, and they were talking about the heat and air guidelines on the stimulus money,
mm-hmm.
and there's not a company anywhere local or otherwise that can meet the requirements.
It surprised me.
Yeah.
That's some crazy stuff. Yeah. Or unrealistic numbers are just so specialized. So.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that the roof here is a foam. They spray foam and then put a sealer on top of it. And I hadn't heard anything for quite a while, but last time I heard something, of course, was that there was a problem, and that was a mess. And I guess that's when John was still here, John Lather.
Yeah, I know the last big rain we had.
Just the joint over.
And then the one over the old break room by Sheila's office, that one's still leaking now.
Oh, it is.
Because we replaced the ceiling tiles, and then the next rainstorm came, and their stains were back. Now, I know some that I was talking to, is it Phil, our new guy? We have a lot of plumbing that we've ripped out of the jail upstairs, but there was also all the stuff that came below the floor. Some of it was vent tubes that went to the ceiling, and so we're going to be pulling those out next, and then maybe patching. That may be a source of problem too. Maybe on this leak, I'm not sure. I haven't even looked at that one yet.
I would recommend on those vents that you just cut them off 2 inches or 3 inches above roof level and plug them. If you start taking that seal,
the boot off,
that boot and the seal cap off of there. I've been through that.
The only thing Phil mentioned was part of the way it was installed. It kind of was with the elbows. It kind of self-supported it, and with us cutting off what we cut off down below, they may be getting ready. The boot may be the only thing holding them up.
It is probably.
And that's what he said. He said, you probably want to address that pretty soon. We were talking about pulling them out. I just wasn't going to pull them all the way up. But now that you mentioned that, our guys are going to at least have to look at it.
Okay. Now, those are not in the new roof. They're in the old roof, right?
I don't know. They're in the old jail side. Wasn't that the new roof?
Well, we put this new pitched roof
right
to a certain extent, right?
I'll have to, I don't know where
stand and seam or some kind of metal.
I don't know where it count, where the contact is.
I wonder if it's the, if it's not right here where the leak is.
It's that's leaked ever since I've been here. Where you walked through there.
One thing that I wanted to also, since we're waiting for Mr. Bob to show up, is Brenda Neal sent an email about the postage request person. You may have saw it last Thursday or Friday.
I saw it in email.
Gary and I did sit down and go through the mailroom timelines and expectations, and I think we're about ready for you guys to look at it, and then we'll send it back out. But it talked about actual given specific times of when they would come by and pick up and what their schedule would be, because that was one of the questions is, you know, it with the guidelines and the times, is it still a benefit? And so Gary and I have got that. I basically, I think it was Nikki was working on some of the last of the times, and then you guys can look at it one more time, and then we'll send that to all the elected and department heads.
I've changed my mind on that, too, with the problems that have occurred recently that jumped upon us that we didn't have before, about the need for it to be here and somebody else besides our people walking, our people driving.
Right.
So I'm more in favor of it now than
you were before. Okay.
Because of little squirrely things that sometimes throw everything out of whack.
Sure. I'll send Brenda and Neil an email, and then and we'll try to get this thing a decision pretty soon on that. Let me get a hold of Nikki or somebody. Are you going to be here representing Bob?
Well, if you want me to, I'm sure I would. But I was also supposed to...
Comp time? Comp time request for payment? I guess that's something we vote on?
Yes.
There you go. There's two under administration.
Make a motion to approve both.
Marla Pierce for 40 hours and Tim Hutchinson for...
10 hours.
Hutchins, I'm sorry, for 10 hours.
Correct.
Second.
Aye.
Aye. You want to sign those checks real fast and then Jillian take them back? Is Bob going to make it, you think?
He said if you guys absolutely have to have him down, he can come. He's in the middle of working on an oath. He's got someone in his office.
Oh, yeah, from Ms. Chenoweth.
Yes.
Getting the bond set. Do you have his list?
I do.
Do you have three copies?
I do.
Let's at least go
through the top.
Yeah, let's just talk about it.
And hold on, I'll jot down what changes need to be made. You're signing both. Thank you.
Got him. Thank you.
We need to talk before we get through here, and I was hoping Bob would be here also. We need to get with Tim Connell, Dixie, and an insurance issue. Had Road and Bridge call me this morning, and are you guys aware of the guy that got his fingers broke and all that?
Nope.
And then they tried to send him back to work with 11 stitches in his fingers and...
Who's that?
Some of them.
Sorry.
Gonna ask the name.
Sorry.
I do know that Bob actually just 10 minutes ago had me give him Tim Cannell's phone number so he can contact him, so I know that Bob is on it that from his side.
Okay.
So.
We had not have to do that. They want to send him back over to basically... do nothing. He's on some pretty strong pain medications because I guess basically it crushed his finger, the end of his finger, and then the other, one finger has 11 stitches
Wow.
Down. So he's and he was sent to two doctors, and both of them said for him to return to work. He's a truck driver. He can't do that.
Well, I mean, I guess what's our procedure? Did they open a? I mean, did Dixie get notified or?
Yeah.
I mean,
and then actually they look for a place to place him.
Right.
But he's, I guess, in quite a bit of pain with the thing, and he's taking pain medication on a regular basis.
Well, if he's on pain, we don't want him driving a vehicle.
You don't want him to drive a vehicle. I don't know whether you would want him to try to do any paperwork for anybody.
Can you find out from Bob? Not really. How long will Bob be before he can?
Bob said that if need to be.
Well, we got one issue that we're going to have to talk about. Which,
why don't I go ahead and let him know that?
Well, just if it can be 10 minutes now, or if it's 10 minutes and 30 minutes, I mean.
I'll let you know. I'll be right back. Hi, Miss Dixie. How are you?
Is this about the taxi? Is that what that's about? I'm sorry.
How can I help you?
Oh, this is. I mean, we got a break right now, so.
Yep.
Mary had brought me a check for the redemption on Hassel property, and then she came and got it back, and she said you had a question on it.
We did. We were going to wait for Bob to come back from and go into executive so we can talk about it freely.
Okay.
That's what we're waiting to see what Bob is doing.
Okay. Well, she's deceased, and Tony Williams had it put in probate after we'd sold it, so we understood it. And we didn't know about it until the people were ready to give the deed.
Okay.
But we ended up ownership of it?
No. Until the state, after he gives it to the public administrator, the judge does, then they have to go in and they'll sell the property and then pay all the expenses from it. They have to go in and do their assessment and everything and put the property up for sale. And then when they sell the property, then they pay back all the expenses. If there's anything left, then the people that are part of the estate would get it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but how did we end up with it?
We were not aware that that the judge had appointed it, that it was in probate court. Or anything. I don't believe it was in probate court when we sold it. We sold it in... They don't have it on this paper. I'd have to look. Anyway, we didn't know it was in probate court. We sold it. And I think it was put in probate, and then he took it out for a while because the daughter showed up, is the way I was told, and then they put it back in because they didn't want to do anything. And so we sold it. And
can I look at it for the? Is this the way it come through? Exactly the way it come through, Billy?
This was our paper record. So when Mary first brought me the check, I started we were going to type it out because it was a surplus.
This is not what. What I was. Going this by as it came through our invoices this morning.
This is what she's
and we I never recognized it.
Yes.
I'd like to see how it was presented to us. That I never recognized it. He never recognized it. How it came through the process, that's what I would like to have seen.
Okay.
So how we ended up with
how the county ended up.
Mm-hmm.
I think when I was made aware that it was in probate, and I said, was it in probate when we sold it? If I would have been made aware that it's in probate, when we wouldn't sell it, I'd pulled it from the sale. But was going to call the Attorney General's office to see if we sell one in error,
mm-hmm.
then we have to give the purchaser back the money, and it would come from this one fund.
Right.
And if it come from, and anyway, apparently, whatever, they must have said that, no, take it from the estate of, and then reimburse the state. So the county just pays it, just like we do publication costs or anything. The county pays it now, and apparently it goes against a line item. I'm assuming, I don't do that end of it, but it go against a line item for that individual, Gloria, this person.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that estate is settled, then all expenses, they would have a folder set up with all those expenses, and when that property is sold, it'd probably be either an auction or whatever way they sell it, and all of the everything that they own, when it's sold, then all of that money is used to pay for all the expenses, and that would go back in that line of the expenses, what was paid. When the house is sold, then whatever's put out here goes back into that. This is the amount, we figure it through this date, and that the purchaser's guaranteed back. But this is a surplus bid, so I was going to get, I just had her take the amount, not the surplus, because then I'll get it from, I'll present this after we type it up to the treasurer, and that'll come off of the surplus that's being held for 3 years.
So, I mean...
Yeah, but I still have a problem.
Well, I mean, are we supposed to be selling something that's in probate? I guess that's...
A tax sale?
Yeah.
If I am aware that's in probate, no, I won't sell it.
So is there anything we can do to stop? I mean, should we do anything, I guess is my question?
Well, it's sold.
It's done.
Yeah, and they were wanting a deed.
Right.
That's when we discovered that it had now been put in probate. And so then it's up to the court, which Tony's the probate judge.
Right. But I guess I'm asking you, since we've sold it, the process is the process. And if Tony wants to, Judge Williams will get involved from the court.
We just have to redeem it.
Right.
It can't be sold. It's in probate. We have to redeem it, and that's what we're doing here.
Okay.
And after it's redeemed, any expenses that are against the property, like the amount that came from the county,
mm-hmm.
would be put in the line item of okay. your expenses. And then when the property, then the property will be cleaned up and advertised
okay.
for sale. And when the property is sold, then you pay off all the expenses and
right.
to close the probate case. I'm not into probate. That's
right. I guess my main concern, Sheila, is not what's taking place here. I would like to see how it came through our invoice system that we never noticed it ourselves. I'd never seen a deal that said Haskell on it, or I would have recognized it, I think. I never seen, unless it had...
It was probably my fault.
At the top? Was it at, was it a billing at the top, or is accounts... was it under reimbursements? How was it?
Charged to public administrators reimbursement, but I'm sure it had key customers.
It should.
And I knew it was something that might not notice. I meant to bring your attention. Friday, I tried to get over Bob and make sure everything's okay. And find you guys. And then this morning when I came in, we had last night to go down, so probably my fault.
Okay.
So what do we do?
It's just important that the property be redeemed, and that's what this process is. And then it'll be charged, and like I said, that's not my fee, it'll be charged against
right, yeah, the except customer. Right.
And when the prop then it'll be...
you say it's in probate?
Yes, uh-huh.
If she sells something in probate, do you know what about the judge's order?
If I would have known, see it's in probate now, but we sold it when it wasn't.
Can't you just make it a no sale?
I can do, that's what I was going to say. I have to know which way to handle it, but and to make a no sale, we'd have to take it out of county funds and we wouldn't be getting it back. But this way, it's a redemption. It's the same process. It's a redemption. You've got to do it either way. The purchaser is guaranteed their money back. According to the statute for redemptions, and it's simply going to come out of the account of the person, of the deceased person.
It will be repaid.
Yes, this way.
If we no sell it, what came out of the account?
If I no sell the sale, it would have been sale. If
so
I would
have been anything to my account funds. See, my concern right now is that basically, when I look at this. And that was my concern. I wanted to bring it in. When I look at it, it looks to me like that what's happened, the county has loaned this estate or whatever the money to keep their property from being sold, and it shouldn't have been sold. I understand that we have to protect the property. You see what? See my concern there?
No, I'm sorry.
We are right now writing a check, the surplus, and we've written a check for the taxes.
No, we're writing a check.
For the surplus and the
taxes. No, we're just writing a check for the amount the property sold. We're not writing a check for surplus.
Well, the property sold for taxes plus the surplus, right?
The surplus is coming out the surplus is just held
in a fund until it's redeemed and then it's claimed.
So that check amounts to taxes and whatever surplus is there, right?
The check that they made out doesn't have surplus in it, no.
What did it sell for?
It's just a matter if the county wants to do it or Judge Williams will just have to do a court order and get, I mean, it has to be redeemed. And it's just a matter that this, you guys are giving the money and it's being put in the for this person that's deceased.
Right.
And then the public minister has to sell the property, handle whatever, however they do, all of that. And when they sell the property, then they pay back all the expenses, and it'll go back into the county.
So what the tax sale was last week, right?
This was last year.
Okay.
It wasn't in.
Probate then. I mean, if it wasn't in probate when we sold it, we just need to finish the process that we started and then let the courts get involved. Is that not what we have to do?
We have ownership of the thing now.
This is another, the second concern is, and I told Annie this too, when she gets ready to sell this property right now, I think you guys will need to sign off on that by legal rights. You own the property.
We need to give it to the microphone.
Yeah, guys, can you get a microphone? We have no way to record what you're saying for meeting minutes.
I'm definitely not a lawyer, but it seems to me that you guys have purchased a piece of property when you do this.
No. The court, no.
Oh, we just loaned the money to the public administrator to buy it. I mean, they obviously have put the money out to buy this property. You know, whether it's theirs or whether it's somebody else's, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of a legal question here, I guess.
Just the man we need. The legal man. Not that Jeff wasn't not legal. Didn't mean that.
Before we get Bob involved in this, do we want to go ahead and do Jeff and Paul's deal? It's quick and easy, right?
It's quick at least. Paul, as you might remember, is a Greene County employee now because she does child support collections for the Regional Child Support Enforcement Unit. And she periodically will get stamps from Greene County's office to send out her mailings, et cetera. Sometimes she sends out packets that are more than your standard 40-plus cent stamp, she ends up spending, she believes, more postage than what's necessary. What she came to me and requested, and I think has cleared with Greene County's office that this would be acceptable as well, is what if she were to use her code on the postage meter and we could send a bill to Greene County to reimburse that postage? It might actually be cheaper in the long run for everybody involved.
Be fine with me.
She's going to be spending the accurate amount of postage for whatever item she's mailing out. So that's the simple short request.
We already have an intergovernmental agreement with Greene County for this whole thing. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We have an agreement.
Yeah.
No problem.
Good. Permission. I mean, are you good with it? Yeah, I'm good with it.
Three nods.
Three votes. Do you need a vote?
You want a vote?
Not as long as you guys get it done. That's fine with me.
So we just need to activate the code then? Is that what we need to do? Or is your code... Okay, so do we need, Jillian, would you make sure you get with Gary and get a code created?
It'll be reimbursed by the state through Greene County.
Right. But we'll get the code and get it to you.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Well, just before we go back in, Kathy Roberts didn't have a form for comp time being paid also. Here's a little letter. We'll put it on the right form. But she's asking to get paid 60 hours of her comp time for an emergency she's got. So motion to
approve comp time.
Approve comp time for Kathy Roberts.
Second.
Aye.
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 Okay.
Motion carries.
Yeah, and then we'll come back, and then Chuck will come and sign it. Okay.
Thank you.
What? You have to.
Who seconded that?
I think Chuck did. Danny did. I think one of those two guys did.
Okay.
Back to the...
Bob, can you help us on this other now?
Well, I heard about it for the first time this morning, a little while ago, in the middle of doing some other things. But, I mean, how do we use the county's money to redeem property for an individual?
He's who assigned it to put it in probate.
He put it
in. They put it in probate and they took it out of probate and then they put it back in.
Okay, but there were taxes due on it, and the taxes have to be paid with the estate's taxes. And if they don't have the money to pay the taxes, then
they sell the house. That happens quite a bit. If, you know, until they sell your assets.
But anybody can have that problem, Carol's, whether they're in the conservatorship or not.
And so that.
And I mean.
What do you think?
But isn't that in the administrator, isn't that in Carol's office that should all take place, the taxes and everything be, the place be sold, the taxes be collected, and then.
I said there wasn't any money to pay it. Wasn't any money
until it's
hey, Julian.
I haven't had time to do any research on this at all, but it just doesn't sound real legit for us as a county to be paying. But I haven't done any research, Sheila.
But I took the court case number down when I was given in. That's a court case number. So see, they're gonna. It's time redemption time is up, and so I either issued a collector's deed or I'm out. So I held it up. To not issue, not get into something else. Because I know I shouldn't issue a collector's deed, but yet I guess I should call Tony and let him give me an order not to issue a collector's deed.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've done whatever we've done at the present time, but I'd love to go over and talk to Tony today, too.
We've not done anything right now.
I mean, I just heard about it this morning. Yeah. I mean, I haven't had more than.
Come on.
A minute or two to think about.
Think quick
about
on your feet, buddy. Come on. Give firm,
I don't do a lot of probate. Sorry.
Firm foundational legal advice.
It's going to end up to Tony.
Should we just wait until you talk to Ted Williams then?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you.
Hey, Sheila's going to talk to Judge Williams and then come back.
And I'm going to talk to Judge Williams as well.
Perfect.
If I can.
Can you?
Okay, now what are we going to do?
Well, I think it's time for Bobby's time.
Okay.
Would you like to be called Bobby? Mr. P? How about that?
Whatever you want to call me is fine. Just don't call me late for dinner, right?
But I'm fine. Thank you.
Motion to go into executive. Is that what you want us to do?
That's fine.
Second. That motion.
Chuck, aye.
Jim, aye.
Aye.
All right.